Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's webinar for Adoption for Life. We're excited to share more about this program with you and really give you a good detailed overview of what you can expect with Adoption for Life, how the program got started, and how it can help you. You know, we know that you're here and reaching out to explore adoption or plan adoption because you have a longing for a child. You have a need that maybe adoption can meet. You have a desire to grow your family. And you have this dream to add a child and become parents maybe for the first time or to bring home a little brother or sister for a child you're already parenting. Whatever the case may be, we're excited that you're here with us. My name is Kim King and I'm one of the adoptive family coordinators. And joining me is Heather Featherston, Lifetime's director. And we're excited to share more about Adoption for Life with you. Thank you for being with us, Heather.
Oh, thank you for doing this, Kim. I think this is a great way to share with families who are new coming to adoption a little more about how Adoption for Life really can be a pathway to adoption success for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you and I, Heather, have worked together for several years assisting mm-hmm. adoptive parents and birth mm-hmm. parents in mm-hmm. successful adoption plans.
Yes.
So we welcome your questions tonight if you're joining us live. And just to share a little more about Heather, she is the director of Lifetime, and she is also the co-author of the book Called to Adoption and has been invited to speak in many different arenas related to adoption around the country. So we're excited to have her with us as well as we dive into what Adoption for Life is all about. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Heather. And so tell me a little bit more about how Adoption for Life is a great option, a pathway to adoption success.
Well, Adoption for Life is a step-by-step proven recipe for successful private adoptions. It is the means by which we do adoptions and have been helping families adopt for over 30 years. It really focuses on private adoptions. And I'll just briefly explain what a private adoption is because that's often a new term to families. That is where you are meeting a birth mother or you're connecting with a potential situation privately, meaning that it's a direct connection through you or someone else. And you may be thinking, I don't know anyone. How would I find a birth mother? How would I, you know, locate someone? Who do I know? And that's really what we guide you through with Adoption for Life, is how to create that successful private adoption.
That's right. And so let's talk about what Adoption for Life is. So it helps with private adoption.
Yes.
And it provides you with an experienced team of adoption professionals. For most families, they don't have a lot of adoption experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have adopted before, maybe once or twice or a few times. But that is not the same as many years of experience helping hundreds or thousands of families with adoption. Heather, why is that type of experience or guidance from an experienced adoption professional, how does that help people? How does that make a difference?
Well, it saves you time. It's because you're not having to spend the time researching and discovering it yourself. It saves you money. Because again, oftentimes when you are on your own research path, you may spend money trying to figure things out on your own. And it really brings you more success because you're relying on a proven method to adopt. And that's really what we bring through our experience.
Right. And we know that Adoption for Life is proven to get results.
It is.
Heather, maybe you can share a little experience from some of our families that have done Adoption for Life. What does it feel like? How does it, what happens once they kick off their program?
Once they kick off the program, there's some steps they have to go through. These are steps that you will need regardless of your path to adoption. For instance, you'll need to get a home study. And, you know, we have the referrals for you so you can get a home study locally in your area. There's steps you'll need to to go through. And really, once families are into the actual adoption part of it, they're finding that they're having so many birth mothers contact them, they actually are picking and choosing the birth mothers they want to move forward with. That's what families in this program are experiencing, which is really, it's reassuring for families doing it, because even when the first birth mother reaches out to them, first potential birth mother reaches out to them, it may totally be not a fit for them, but it shows them, oh my gosh, this works. These proven methods work, and that's what's exciting about it. And we've really tried to build a complete program so that even when you do have that first birth mother, if she's not a match for you, you know what to do. You know what to tell her, what information to give her, so she can continue on her path to adoption, even if you know from maybe characteristics about her, she's not the best fit for you.
Right. And as far as the time frame, the way that we've structured Adoption for Life is a 24-month program. Most families can expect to adopt within 1 to 2 years if they're in the right adoption program that is truly a fit to meet their needs. So we have structured it to be a 24-month program. And so you're able to quickly begin making connections with possible birth moms, and those connections can happen very quickly, especially if your preferences are a little more open. And if you are more specific about what you're looking for in your adoption, I just want to let you know that is okay. We recognize that families have specific reasons, and these are not decisions they've made lightly, and they have a vision for how they want that adoption to go and what they're looking for. And it just may mean that it could take longer to find just the right match if you are being a little more specific in what you are moving forward with in your adoption. And that's fine. It's just important to have a healthy expectation. So the time frame for adoption success really depends on how quickly you follow the program and how broad or how specific your preferences are. So I would say that's unique for each family.
Yes. And, you know, Kim, I want to share that is true of, again, any adoption program you choose. There's going to be a part of that adoption that is on the adoptive parents to do. For instance, I mentioned the home study, which is the background check and everything. That is something that adoptive families can directly affect the amount of time it takes by getting things done you need to get done, like scheduling a physical and getting the paperwork filled out. So a family who is motivated to move forward at a regular pace definitely should be able to have the opportunity to adopt in between 1 and 2 years.
Yes. And with Adoption for Life, we know that, I mean, this is founded on the principle that birth moms are now more than ever seeking a connection directly with adoptive parents,
yes.
Which that's what a private adoption is. She has made a connection directly with you. How that connection came about varies. Uh-huh. If you're in Adoption for Life, it's going to come through the steps you're taking in Adoption for Life. Other private adoptions outside of Adoption for Life may happen because they know someone who wants to place a baby. They just already know that person. So that's a private adoption as well. But Heather, what are your thoughts about this trend in birth moms seeking that connection directly with adoptive parents?
Well, it's one of those things that because of the internet today, because of how communication is changing, it is changing the face of adoption. So more women considering adoption, they want to find a family. They want to find someone who matches what they are looking for. So they may not call an agency. They may go and look online to find someone who they're looking for. Mm-hmm. So that's why adopting with these techniques, these methods that have had so much success over 30 years are working today in kind of this new environment we're in, where communication is so much more open. It's so much easier. I mean, think about how much easier it is to stay in touch now. You know, we don't just have telephones and the mail. We can text. We can, you know, you can tweet. You can do all kinds of things to stay in touch, and that's constantly changing. So it is changing how private adoptions are coming together today, definitely.
And Adoption for Life is founded on the 30 years of experience of Marty Caldwell, who is an adoptive mom herself. She's the founder of Lifetime Adoption. And she started it all here at Lifetime through her own adoption experience after being an infertility patient and having several miscarriages and just wanting to step out and make a program that adoptive parents could have their needs met, and also recognizing that birth moms have their vision for how they want the adoption to go. So Adoption for Life is really using technology, using the tried and true methods from the last three decades, and it's sort of like a hybrid of what we know works traditionally and incorporating technology and trends in how birth moms are wanting to make adoption plans. Because if you want to be successful in your adoption, you need to be tuned in to what birth moms are looking for, and we share all about that with you and how they're connecting with families. It's so important to be tuned into that. After all, she's placing a child with you. You're chosen by her, as you are also choosing whether or not to move forward with her. Another thing is that can bring up frauds and scams sometimes, Heather. So we have information on how to protect yourself from frauds and scams.
We do. And actually, that's one of the things that is built into the program is we help you screen the potential birth mothers you get. So we take their information, run it through some of the databases that are industry only, that families, you know, just ordinary families attempting to do this on their own, they don't have access. And a lot of the scammers that do this regularly, you know, they've been around. Some of these people have been scamming families for 10 to 15 years. And because we've been in the arena for so long, we're familiar not only with the particular scammers, we're familiar with the scams they run. And we do teach you a lot about what to look for, what to watch for, what's okay, what's not okay, where you need to ask. But like I say, you part of the program is, you know, we do the lookups on women to make sure that they are not known scammers, and we share that with you so that you have another layer of protection there.
Yes, and not only to help you avoid frauds and scams, which is just common sense in adoption. Everyone wants to avoid being taken advantage of. We can help you protect yourself from that, and we can be that wise sort of support sounding board for you to let you know whether or not this seems like a legitimate adoption opportunity that you should explore further. So we are that coach, that consultant for you through your process as you meet each new birth mom or encounter or have communication through messaging, whatever it may be that you've chosen to participate in your Adoption for Life program. Another thing that is really great about Adoption for Life is it gives adoptive parents so much more control in their adoption, more than any other adoption option that I know of in the U.S.
Yes.
You can really take into your own hands how, when, and where you want your adoption to take place and what specific type of birth mom you match with. Most adoptions are, in most adoption programs, you have to be ready to go when you get that call from your adoption agency. You don't have control over whether or not it fits into what's going on in your life. With Adoption for Life, you do have that control.
You do.
And there's no negative consequence if you're not moving forward with an adoption your agency is calling you about.
You know, and another thing, Kim, another reason that especially type A people are really drawn to Adoption for Life is because you also have more control over who is seeing information about you. With a traditional agency, usually you give them their information and they show you to birth mothers who match. And there's not a lot you can do to speed up the process unless you open your preferences on a child to more races or a wider age frame, something like that. But with Adoption for Life, you have direct control. If you want more people to see you, you can affect that, and it can happen instantly. So families who are motivated to do that, we show you exactly what to do to make sure that more potential birth mothers are seeing you. Again, you have a lot more control.
Yes. And if you're in communication with a birth mom, that on paper everything matches, but just something about it is not the right fit for you. Maybe something that you can't put into a box. It's not something like a characteristic, but mm-hmm. something about that communication is not the right fit for you. Mm-hmm. It's not how you envisioned it to work out. Mm-hmm. You're able to not move forward with that birth mom, and then, like Heather said earlier, we give you the tools and the words to guide you through how to let the birth mom know that and what direction to point her in from there so she can continue on, even though it's not the right fit for you.
And actually, Kim, what a lot of families do is they just pass the contact information over to their coordinator at their Adoption for Life coordinator. And then what she does is she contacts the birth mother on their behalf and lets them know that, you know what, Joe and Sarah, it's just not a great fit. However, you know, I want to encourage you to continue pursuing adoption, and here's how you can go. So we even kind of help protect you in that so that you don't have to have those difficult conversations, mm-hmm. which is especially important if it is a potential scam situation, because then you can remove yourself completely and we can let this person know that, you know, this is not a good fit. And if, you know, if there's evidence of actual attempt to defraud you, we can go ahead and take the steps necessary there as well by listing her on, like I say, the industry-only databases and those things so that it helps protect other families in the future.
Yes, definitely. So I'm sure, Heather, I mean, we have a lot of ground to cover. We want mm-hmm. to talk about how Adoption for Life works, what the ingredients are. But first, I want to take a moment to clear up what Adoption for Life is not, because there are a lot of different ways of working with a consultant, working with a coach. Mm-hmm. Adoption for Life is a coaching program. You are receiving consulting assistance from Adoption for Life as we guide you through every step. But often that concept can be misunderstood. So mm-hmm. let's talk about what it is not.
Definitely. It is not paying several different agencies and adoption professionals to find you a birth mom. It just simply isn't. Mm-hmm. It does not rely on adopting from someone you already know, which is important.
Right.
You don't know a lot of people who may want to choose adoption. It is not putting your name out there to adoption agencies and other adoption professionals in the hope that they'll have a baby or a child that no one else wants. It is not doing that. It is not knocking on doors, hitting the streets, or, you know, going up to pregnant women in the grocery store.
Right.
It's not foster adoption. It's not closed adoption. And most importantly, it is not being on your own in adoption. A lot of families think, okay, let's try to do this on our own. And they may, you know, distribute some letters to local doctors who deliver babies. They may, I knew a family once who distributed letters to priests up and down their state in the hopes that they would counsel a young woman. And when I talked to them, I said, well, have you taken the other steps so that if you get a call, you're ready? Do you have your home study done? Oh, no, we don't. Do you have an attorney you've spoken with? Oh, no, we've never worked with it. We just did this. That's not how adoption works. So mm-hmm. so it's not any of those things. And the biggest one, it is not being on your own. It right. is a professional consulting program that we are here with you every step of the way, guiding you, advising you, providing information you need, and providing the tools you need to be successful in adoption. It does require you, really, I mean, I think the easiest way, Kim, is just to talk about Adoption for Life's recipe for success, which is mm-hmm. the tools and information for families to proactively create an adoption plan and secure a match with a birth mother who meets your desires and who you also fit into her plan.
Mm-hmm. So here are the basic things. These are the essentials that every adoption is going to need. Mm-hmm. And your Adoption for Life coordinator will assist you and guide you through each of these steps. So you're mm-hmm. not going to be on your own with yeah. any aspect of your adoption planning and implementation. Mm-hmm. So, of course, every adoption, private adoption, is going to need an adoption budget.
Yes.
There are many people who assist in different steps of your adoption, and typically, it's not wise to work with someone who's just working on a volunteer basis. You mm-hmm. want an experienced, qualified adoption professional who is dedicated to your adoption success, And that typically does not come for free. The details of the budget for Adoption for Life are listed below on the website, and we will be discussing with you personally the budget, what you would need to plan for Adoption for Life, and we'll get an understanding of where that sits with you and meet you where you are and help you with some action steps to get to where you need to be or where you'd like to be. So an adoption budget, you're also going to need a home study. Heather mentioned background check, getting a physical, them taking a look at your home, some basic things. You don't need to own a home in order to get a home study. There are some ins and outs that if you have some specific questions about the home study, let us know that as we move to the next step and have our phone conference together. So you will need a home study. You'll need a great profile, a dynamic profile, and that is not something most families can kind of figure out on their own, and that's why we assist you with developing your profile. And then you need to figure out, well, how to get your profile out there to birth moms. So what you need is proactive and effective outreach, and we show you how to do that. You also need to be able to screen a birth mom. So if you're out there adopting on your own, this is all up to you. If you're in Adoption for Life, we show you what to ask, and then we review that information with you. We're part of the screening process with you. Then you're going to need to match with a birth mom, and from there you're going to need the right legal professional, whether it's an attorney, you know, possibly, to take care of the legal work in your adoption. And as I've mentioned, you need an experienced adoption professional who has the wisdom and knowledge to walk you through each step and who really cares about you and wants to see you be successful, is invested in your success in your adoption. So at Adoption for Life, we guide you in all of the steps of your adoption, and you'll receive detailed information. We've built it out so that it's extremely user-friendly and accessible for average, everyday people. We've created several online learning modules, which are very user-friendly, intuitive, to prepare you for the following vital areas of your adoption.
Right.
So, Heather, you've talked about how getting started is
right.
so important.
Yes, and the online learning modules, they getting started is the first one, and it really helps you establish a foundation for a healthy, safe, and successful adoption. It talks about open versus semi-open versus closed adoption. It talks about defining your preferences, what you want in regards to a child, age, race, what you're open to and considering for substance use, ongoing communication after the adoption. These are things you need to really have a clear picture of what you're looking for before you begin. Otherwise, you won't know when you found it. So that's really the getting started section. Then we move into the adoption home study process. We help you with referrals local to you. And we can even contact those referrals and let them know, give them your information as well if you desire, to really help start building that relationship. We talk about the profile development. Kim, you mentioned profiles. Just briefly, a profile is a printed document. It can be a web page. It can be a number of things that shows who you are and talks about who you are to a birth mother, so she can see, learn a little more about you as she considers you for parents. We actually, in your welcome kit, we send you profiles that birth mothers have chosen families from in the past, so you have something physical in your hands to see, okay, this is where I'm headed, and then your coordinator will help you with that. She'll give you suggestions. She'll give you feedback based on when you've created a sample profile or a web page, something like that. She'll give you feedback for improving that to really help you bring out what you have to offer that birth mothers are currently expressing that they're looking for. So that's really valuable too. We talk about networking and advertising, how to effectively do those things so that birth mothers can find you through your profile or online. We discuss adoption funding. There's a number of adoption grants out there, and tax credits and things like that, and we give you the information to learn more about them, apply for them. Sometimes getting some of that outside help might help you increase your advertising budget if you have an advertising budget, or help you do a little more networking. So we give you information to really help stretch your adoption dollar. We talk mm-hmm. about adoption professionals. Who does what? For instance, when you have a birth mother, that's the time where you really want to start talking to an attorney. Maybe if she's in a different state, you may need two different attorneys. Maybe you need an attorney and a social worker. Maybe you only need legal help in birth mother state. There's a lot of questions regarding the legal aspect of adoption because every state has different adoption laws. That's not to say that you should stay only in your state. In fact, we encourage you not to stay only in your state. In fact, other states often have much better adoption laws or have higher rates of women considering adoption. So we really talk about who does what to expect, and how to find the help you need. And in part of that is we have legal referrals, adoption referrals, every professional referral you need across the country that we can provide to you too, which may be really important when you start talking to birth mothers and have to start learning about, okay, legally what's going to be required. Mm-hmm. We talk about birth mothers, you know, how to find them, how to meet them, how to gather the information you need, which is often called screening. Screening isn't necessarily always evaluating. It may just be gathering the information. For instance, you need to find out what the father of the baby thinks about this adoption. Because if he's not on board, if he's saying, I want a parent, well, it may not even be worth it for you to continue the conversation. So right. So we help give you, we have what we call intake forms for you to fill out with each woman you talk to. So you really have the tools to gather the information that then you can pass on to us so we can help you evaluate each opportunity you have. Mm-hmm. Another of our learning modules is avoiding frauds and scams. And we talked about this earlier, but there's people who are posing as a birth mother in order to get some of your money, or they're just posing as a birth mother they're called emotional scams. Those are devastating in a different way. There's also people posing as adoption professionals. One of the oldest scams is an adoption attorney says, you know, here's this great situation. Send me your profile and $1,000 and I'll show her. I'll show your profile to this birth mother. I'm only showing 5 profiles. Well, she may never show up for that meeting, and he's got the $1,000, and you're kind of hooked into his program then because you already have $1,000 invested. It's an old scam, but a lot of people still do it today. So we give you good scenarios, good responses, and then we're, of course, like I say, we're always here for you too. And really on to the steps of the completed adoption. We have at the hospital, I think our last online module is at the hospital, finalization and beyond. And we really walk you through what it looks like when the woman you've been talking to and you've matched with calls and says, I'm in labor. What then? You know, what do you even take with you? We have a packing list. We talk about, you know, getting there and what to do. And again, we're here for you every step of the way. So we're always available to answer the questions, to do the research that you may need when you're stuck out of state. We're here for you throughout. So,
yes, and I hope as you're listening on the webinar tonight that you can sense our heart for helping you not only attain that success, that baby, that child in your arms, but also that we care what your experience is like leading up to that to help you avoid the pitfalls, avoid delays, mm-hmm. avoid having to go back and redo things, avoid wasted time, money, and energy. So we have a heart to help adoptive parents with this. So I hope that you're, you know, getting that feeling from us that we are passionate about what we
Absolutely.
Do. And now that you've learned about Adoption for Life, you probably have questions. And we know there are so many questions about adoption, not just the process, but also beyond. But in anticipation of some of your questions, we have actually provided a second audio program that goes into some of the frequently asked questions from adoptive parents. And we also want to meet with you personally, one-on-one or as a couple, to discuss more about your adoption needs, answer more of your personal questions, and begin to guide you through the next step. We know that each adoptive parent is beginning at a unique place, and we're here to meet you where you are. Some adoptive parents will need more time to prepare financially for the adoption, and that's okay with us because everyone has to start somewhere. We're here to help you complete your successful adoption and bring your child home in a timely manner. And as Heather shared, as we've been discussing for the last entire webinar, we have the proven methods and can show you how to incorporate technology and the safest screening and planning tools. After listening to these Adoption for Life audio programs, your next step is to please call or email your coordinator and schedule your personalized phone conference. We'd like to meet with you personally and help you make informed adoption decisions with your best interests in mind. Adoption for Life gives you the safe, proven recipe for adoption success. You're not on your own.